holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're going to talk about discouragement and encouragement.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that everybody's going over to podbean.com and downloading the broadcast and being a part of this ministry with us. We're glad that you're here with us. We're glad. Hey, download and share. Listen, today we're talking about discouragement and encouragement. And the one thing about it is this, it's a fine line in between the two. If you're not careful, you will be discouraged. And if you're not careful, you'll be encouraged. I mean, it's just they sound similar. They're total opposites. But at the same time, if you're not careful, you'll end up on the wrong side of the fence. You really will. When you're looking for encouragement, you'll be discouraged. When you're looking and you'd be surprised, people look for discouragement. I don't know why. But then through that discouragement comes encouragement. I don't know why people look to discourage other people, but then other people are inspired by somebody trying to discourage them. So we're talking about discouragement and encouragement. Now, no matter what happens, this is what you always have to remember. Number one, God is in control of everything. God is in control of everything. He's not nervous. He's not second guessing himself. He's not trying to wonder if he should do it another way or what's he going to do. He's not thinking like that. Only we think like that most of the time. And we shouldn't even think like that. We should depend on God. So if we're depending on God and he's not nervous, neither should we be. And even when it looks like we should look and be nervous, but because we serve a God who doesn't get nervous, we follow his lead on it. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? So no matter what things look like or how bad things seem to be, never allow yourself to be discouraged. I mean, a lot of times you can't really control how discouraged people become or how discouraged you become. But again, if you're trusting in God, asking God for direction, asking God for how do I do this? How do I do that? How do I be a part of this? How do I be a part of that? And okay, God, now I realize that I can't go any further. And is that it's you. You have to actually take me further. If there's anything going to be done, God's going to do it. And trust me, if God don't do it, it won't be done and can't be done. And so if we're going to trust God like we say we do, we have to remember that one thing. God is in control of everything. And if he's in control, what are we worried about? I mean, listen, there are a lot of people who are really facing some tough times. They're facing foreclosures. They're facing the joblessness and not having enough money, not having enough food, you know, and everything's bearing down on them. But again, those of us who believe, I mean, listen, I've been there many times. And all I could ever do, I would talk to God. No matter what I try to plan out, what I planned out never worked. It never worked. All I could ever do would be talk to God and tell him, listen, I'm doing all these things, and not that my things actually weigh a whole lot. I'm just doing all these things based on what you've told me to do. And all I can ever do is trust that you're going to make sure that I'm taken care of, because I'm going to stick to what you said. And sure enough, like I never thought and believed, he would come around and do something for me. And I mean, he would fix the situation. I'm not talking about there's thunder and lightning coming from heaven and all this. No, I'm just saying in a natural sense, he would fix the situation. He would fix it. And I would sit there and go, man, I could have never done it. I could have never done it. No matter how bad it got, no matter how many times I had to go to court, no matter how many times things were happening to us, I still had to stay encouraged. And me staying encouraged, that meant that I had to trust God. I mean, I remember one time going to court and being frustrated about how the receiver was acting, doing his deal and really trying to block us and really keeping us tied up in court, And then I said, Lord, whatever your will is, that, hey, listen, Lord, you do it. Whatever it is, if we're supposed to leave up out of here, you tell us and we're gone. But if we're supposed to stay, you make a way for us to stay here. And sure enough, we walked right in there and the judge just said straight off the bat, hey, receiver, you're no longer needed. If your company needs a receiver, let them hire somebody else. You're gone. And from that point on, man, everything just fell right in place. A lot of times it's one or two people trying to hold up everything. And when God gets ready, when God's good time shows up, those people or those things or those spirits that are trying to keep you bottled up, keep you discouraged, keep you pulled down, keep you hindered, God will move those things. Because a lot of times he'll keep those people and spirits in place just until his time shows up. You know, his time is for us to be delivered on, October 15th. But we're trying to rush everything and we're trying to get healed and get everything taken care of and do everything before October 15th. But God needs us to wait until October 15th. And so he'll let those things stay in place. And then when October 15th comes, boom, then we have all the blessings. Then we have all the, everything's taken care of. Everything's changed. And it had nothing to do with us. It was all about God's plan. So if we're going to trust God's plan, let's trust it. Let's trust him. Let's trust him. Listen, if he can wash away sins of the world, of the entire world, if he can wash away sins, I know he can take care of our little financial mishaps and governmental shutdowns and the business shut down and everything else shut down and nobody's open shut down and the NBA shut down and NFL shut. I mean, he can take care of all of that. They could be coming to get your house today. But I'm telling you, if God's plan is for you to keep that house, no matter how many times they show up, you'll still have it. If you're not supposed to be there, he'll move you to someplace else. And I mean, that'll preach all in itself, because a lot of times we go and get things that were never ours in the beginning and we just had good enough credit to get them. And then God goes and says, no, I wanted you over here, which is a much better place or a much better location. And so he uses our natural mishaps here on earth to move us into the place where he wants us to be. Now, I'm not saying all this is easy. Oh, no, I'm not saying it's easy, because it wasn't easy for us. It wasn't easy for me. I'm telling you that in the beginning of it, you see no way out. You see no help. You see no nothing. All you see is you're stressed and you're spending money, or you don't have the money, and the money that you need that you don't have and is never going to come, and you don't see it coming from anywhere. So now you have to borrow it from somebody else. And then, man, it was, everything was coming down. And I'm telling you that that is nothing, nothing. Take it as count it all joy, as they say. That's what the Spirit says. Count it all joy. And when things, listen, nothing can pull you down if God don't let it pull you down. Nothing, nothing can pull you down. Nothing can hinder you if God don't let it hinder you. And the point is, always trust him. That's the point of it. All right, listen, let's go to Psalms chapter 42, and we'll start at verse number 5. Psalms 42, verse number 5. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. My Savior and my God. I will put my trust and hope in him. That's what we're supposed to do. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Go down to verse number 8. But each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing his songs, praying to God who gives me what? Life. All right, verse number 9. O God, my rock, I cry. Why have you forgotten me? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Verse number 10. Their taunts break my bones. And then they have the nerve to scoff. Where is this God of yours? And so I ask, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Don't praise your situation. And surely don't praise the devil. Don't praise any politicians. Don't praise any preachers. You praise God. That's what we do. We don't sit around and waddle in what's going on. You can ask questions. Ask God questions. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? But do not be discouraged. Don't even ask yourself why you're discouraged anymore. Always ask God for the answers. Ask God and he will give you the answers that you need, along with the support that you need, along with the blessings that you need. Because when it all comes down to it, nobody, and I mean nobody, can bless you. Nobody. Only God can do that. And if anybody gives you anything, it's because he actually made them give it to you. He put it upon their heart to give it to you. Don't be discouraged. Don't throw in the towel. Don't quit. Don't let anything pull you down. Always stay up. Keep your eyebrows up. Keep your voice up. Keep your spirit up. Don't let anybody trip you. Don't let sin get you down. Everybody's messed up sooner or later. I don't care who you are. I don't care how holy you think you are. You've already messed up a few times. So this is nothing new. Always keep yourself up. Always keep yourself moving. You are encouraging other people by keeping yourself up. You're keeping yourself up and you're helping your family. You're helping your children. You're helping your church sisters and brothers. When they see that you're not discouraged, that helps them to not be discouraged. And like I always say, don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Always keep yourself up and keep God first and you will be all right.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.